brachas perik dalad mishne gimel ilu nishmas of klanim is kamish ben revealing melech. Rabbi Gamliel oimer b'chol yom espal ad mishmona eser. Rabbi Gamliel, this is before they were misakin lamalshinim in Yavne, so there were only 18 brachas of shmona eser. It's called shmona eser. B'chol yom espal ad mishmona eser. Every day a person should daven shmona eser. Rabbi Yeshua oimer me ein shmona eser. Rabbi Yeshua says he does not have to daven shmona eser, but rather like Shmona Esrei. So what does it mean, May Ein Shmona Esrei? Like almost an abridged version. So they would always daven the first three, because you're not allowed to change that matbeah of the first three brachas. And also you're not allowed to change the last three brachas. You're not allowed to add or subtract. But all the middle brachas, the middle bakashas that we ask for things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, the abridged version, so there's two deis of what the abridged version is. So either it's taking out the lengthy portions of the bracha. So for example, by Chon and Adas, the Taisa Center brings down one, we just say, Ata Chonein Adam Das, Baruchat Hashem Chonein Adas. And Slach Lan Avinu, Baruchat Hashem Chanan Amar B'Slach. Really, that's what you would say. It would keep it very, very short. So only again, by the middle ones. Or the abridged version, the other reason, the other explanation of abridged version is they would say a tefillah called Havineinu, where you sort of take all of those bakashas, you know, every single one of them, all these brachas, Chonein Adas, Chanan Mar Beslach, all of them, and the ones that are after that, Rifainu, all those, you would just put them into one long paragraph and say Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tefillah. So that's what Havineinu was. It was one. It was a paragraph. Havineinu Shomei Elokeinu. So if you want to look at the Tiferes Yisrael, he quotes the actual bracha of Havineinu. Anyway, so that's what Rishua said, that one can say an abridged version. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im shkura tfiloso bepiv, if a person knows, you know, how to daven, he's accustomed to davening, and he knows how to say it, so yispal shmona esrei, you know, he shouldn't deviate, he should say the whole thing. Vim lav, but if it's shas adchak, he's not able to, or you know, he doesn't really have a good grasp of how to say davening, May ein shmona esrei. So then he can say the abridged version like Rabbi Yeshua explains. And they say, except for certain times of the year, which is like now, where we say Saint Talamata Levracha, so I guess there's no way to stick that into Havineinu, or Motzei Shabbos and Yontif, where you have to say Havdalah and Chonin Hadas, and if you have a Havineinu there, you're not going to be able to do that.